This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. More than 200 people were arrested yesterday during an immigration rally in Washington, D.C. The New York Times reports that the rally drew several thousand protesters, and eight members of the House of Representatives were among those arrested. A Western Michigan University student also went to Washington to rally for immigration reform and get arrested. I spoke with Wendy Medrano on Monday before she left for the nation's capital. Wendy, thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us.
Thank you.
Tell our audience about your family situation and how it's been affected by the immigration system.
So my family, my older siblings and my mother and my father are all immigrants. And my mother came here about 25 years ago during the Reagan amnesty, and she was able to fix her status and be able to work legally and be here legally pretty much since the beginning that she came here.
Where did she come? Where did she come from?
From El Salvador, which is in Central America.
Okay.
And when she left El Salvador, she left because her first husband died. And in order to take care of her three children and the child that she was pregnant with, she thought the best decision was for her was to leave El Salvador and come to the United States and work and provide for them. And so she left three children and a six-month-old baby and made her way to the United States. And then it took 18 years to be able to bring all my siblings to the United States with legal status.
So you were finally reunited when?
When I was 18 years old, which I'm 21 years old now. So it took a very long time. And it was interesting during that time that we were waiting for them to come here because I wasn't able to ever speak to my siblings, like over the phone or anything, because international calling rates were expensive. And it was really important for my mom to be the only person that they talked to. So I didn't know what they looked like, what they sounded like, and the first time I met them was when they finally arrived in the United States.
And just so we make sure we clarify this for the audience, you are in the country legally.
Yes, I am. I was born here, so I'm a citizen.
So specifically, what changes would you want in the current United States immigration policy so that other families would not have to endure what your family's gone through?
I would like more opportunities to apply because currently there are not enough opportunities to apply. There are only five categories to apply under. And this is a problem because even people who do deserve to be able to come here, their case isn't strong enough to be able to have a visa. And then I would also want it to not take so long. Many times, like my family, it takes a very long time because you have to get approved and going back and forth with the USCIS. They're the person that you're talking to back and forth that would say, well, you need one more document or you need more proof of this, and it takes a very long time. And on top of that, the cost of applying, so people usually have to save up a lot of money because you need to pay for the application, pay for an immigration lawyer. In my case, my family, our immigration lawyer was in Chicago, so it was a six-hour trip to go see him to not get any news back on whether or not my siblings would be coming soon or not. And then also a system that would allow for citizenship at some point. So what people are agreeing with is a guest worker program, and that's a good thing. But the problem with that is it's going to create an underclass of people that will be working here, paying taxes, and contributing to our society, but they'll never actually be able to be represented in our government because they'll never have the opportunity to vote. And that's a problem. So those are the three main things I would want.
In terms of your family, where does everyone stand in terms of citizenship? Your siblings, are they citizens? Are they on the path to citizenship at all?
No. My mother is just a resident, but she's in the process of becoming a citizen pretty soon here. My father's a citizen, naturalized citizen, I should say. And then my two older siblings are residents, and then The other two just have a work permit.
Why is there different status for your various siblings?
It depends on what you apply for. And then it also depends, before you can become a citizen, you have to stay a resident for a certain number of years. And same when you have a work authorization, before you can apply for resident status, you have to wait a certain number of years. And other factors play into that too, like just waiting to be able to have the money. And then there's deadlines when you can apply. And then depending on the program, one of my siblings is in a program where he just has to keep renewing his work authorization. And I'm not sure that he'll ever be able to become a resident under that program that he's with.
So why is this worth getting arrested for? Most of us don't spend nights in jail cells routinely. Why have you decided that this is a cause that is worth putting yourself at some risk?
Growing up, I grew up in Walled Lake, Michigan. And growing up, not understanding why my older siblings weren't with me, but knowing that they were in another country, that really shaped the way that I thought. And then the church that I attended, we had a Spanish service, so there were a lot of Latinos, and there was a point in time where a lot of them were disappearing, and I didn't know what happened. And I didn't realize until about, a little over a year ago that these people were actually deported. And it wasn't because I didn't care. It was because people didn't want to talk about it. It's a shameful thing. So this is something that has impacted me so much, seeing people that I grew up with not be here anymore. And I don't want that to keep happening to anybody. It's impacted me on a lot of levels. And if I can do something about it, I'm going to do it.
I should say that we're speaking on Monday afternoon. There's a chance that when many people hear this, you will have been arrested, but it hasn't actually happened yet as we speak. So is there any hesitation on your part, any hesitancy to go through with it?
There isn't. All I can think about is, what is it going to be like to be arrested with almost 200 other people? That's gonna, to be in the peak of this fight and then be doing this as part of, escalation in the fight, I don't know how that's gonna feel. And I think that that this is the best thing that I can do at this point. I know it sounds funny, but it's really like helping things. So I don't really feel hesitation. I just feel like I'm ready to get arrested.
One other thing I'd like to ask you about, as we talk, there's a lot of other issues which are kind of dominating the news, including the government shutdown and a possible battle over raising the debt ceiling. Do you and people in this movement worry that immigration reform is an issue which just isn't getting enough attention right now because there are other issues that might be crowding it out?
There's more and broader support than ever before for immigration reform. There's a lot of different groups of people involved, like labor and business and faith and students and Republicans and Democrats. And all these groups of people agree that this needs to happen. And there's really never been a better time for this. And there's a strongly supported bipartisan bill now in the House that's ready to be taken up. And so we intend to push until that happens. So, I understand the government shutdown and the debt ceiling, but we're still fighting to push it through this year.
Wendy, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Western Michigan University student Wendy Medrano speaking on Monday before she left for Washington, D.C. to participate in a rally for immigration reform. Medrano was among more than 200 people arrested during the protest yesterday. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.